She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Last week, I had the worst migraine I ever had. Now, I've only had one a few times, and they usually have to do with my cycle. But we had this insane blizzard that basically the pressure was so low it made it historic. And so I did a little research, Andrea, and I discovered that that could be the cause of my migraine. So now I'm really glad to have the wonderful Dr. Patrick Frantillone back on the program. He's an integrative physician, and we're going to talk about migraines. Hello, Dr. Frantillone. Welcome back.
How are you? Thank you for having me. So the weather change caused your migraine.
Yes, it did. Okay, so the internet was right.
No, the internet is right. It does happen. And when there's a severe change in weather like that, some people do get a migraine. 16 to 18 million people suffer from migraines for various reasons we could discuss. But a lot of those people do notice their migraines worse when there's drastic temperature changes, especially to cold, because cold causes vasoconstriction. So when you get
why does this happen to some people and not to others?
You know, they don't know that. They don't know why more people are susceptible. But people, when you get vasoconstriction, it constricts the blood vessels. So if you constrict the blood vessels, the brain vessels, it could trigger a migraine. But it doesn't happen to everyone.
So is there something people could do to prevent it, so the happening in the future?
I like using herbs for prevention. So if you know there's going to be a severe cold spell, you could start taking Feverfew, which is an herb. It's an effective remedy to get the migraine before it happens. So that's one thing. And some people, I have older people who know to use Jamaican dogwood and use compresses in the cold weather. So when they go out in the cold weather and they come back in the house, they'll take Jamaican dogwood, make it into a compress, and put it on their temples to prevent the onset of a migraine.
I never even heard of that. What exactly is that, Jamaican dogwood?
Jamaican dogwood is a tree. It has beautiful flowers, a white flower, and they actually take the bark of the tree and they use it as a compress. So it's a nice little combination. Some people rather drink a cup of tea. Jamaican dogwood doesn't taste great. So if you're going to drink a tea, I tell people to take lemon balm, which is Melissa, which is a wonderful plant. It's actually a mint family plant. And that with skullcap, which is another mint family, and make a nice cup of tea, and that prevents migraines.
Now, was there something, obviously, I probably could have done something to prevent it. I mean, not prevent it, once I had it. But honestly, I was so miserable, I couldn't even open my eyes. I mean, it was horrendous. But if I could have done something, what should we do if we have a migraine at the moment?
Well, you know, people at the moment, you know, a lever any anti-inflammatory could stop the symptoms. It won't reverse it. Once you start a migraine, you can't really stop it, but you could decrease the severity of it by doing a leave, by doing Advil, something like that. I wouldn't do aspirin, though. Aspirin sometimes could aggravate it.
What about something in the natural realm, since we're naturally savvy? Is there anything that we could do from alternative medicine?
I love lavender and peppermint oil. So essential oils of lavender and peppermint in an aromatherapy or a compress relieves the symptoms. And just in putting like a diffuser in the room while you're resting your head and put in a little lavender, a little lemon balm, which is Melissa, and peppermint oil, that actually could decrease the duration of the attack.
Well, you know what I did? I had some essential oil peppermint, and I just smelled it. And then I read somewhere that you should dab it on your temples. Don't dab it on your temples. I swear, it burned.
It burned.
I was scrubbing my face and washing my face and washing my face. I was like, why did I do that?
You know, the problem with essential oils are strong. You know, they really are the volatile oil component of a plant. So unless you really know about them, you don't want to put them on your body because they can burn. Or you don't want to drink them. There's very few essential oils companies that you could drink. Young Living, doTERRA, you could mix with water. But I tell my patients to diffuse them. So a good diffuser would have helped. If you put the oil on a compress that wasn't directly on the temples, you put it in like in a rag and put the compress, that would have worked. But not directly to the skin. It burns.
And I guess, you know, I mean, I love diffusers. I have to tell you, I diffuse essential oils in my office all the time, and I think they're amazing. But I guess what my question would be, Dr. Fratellone, is in terms of headaches themselves, and Lisa had mentioned something about hormonal fluctuations, what are other causes of headaches in general?
Well, you know, a lot of it is food related. I mean, I think we have to look at food. I mean, food, an allergy to a food, people think you break out in a rash and you get itching, but an allergy to a food can present as either GI symptoms or a headache. So a lot of food allergies, and a lot of them, that's why people, when they drink red wine because of the sulfites, get a headache. A lot of foods that contain tyramine, which a lot of the cheeses, chocolate could give you a headache. So I think food is a real big trigger for headaches and migraines in general.
Yeah, it can be so frustrating. And you know what happened to me, and I think this happens to a lot of people who get migraines, you can tell me, Dr. Fratellone, if this is something that you know as well. I was sitting there writing, I was paying bills, and at first I started getting a headache, and I thought, okay, that's why I know. But then I started seeing that, like, everything started getting squiggly, and right, you know what I'm talking about? You get that, like, weird aura thing where your vision starts to get a little blurry, and I thought, oh, cripe, here it comes. And you know, I've been in cold weather before, but again, this was pretty severe. But it does sound like at least there are some good things we can do.
There are a lot of good things to do, and I want to mention the hormones. A lot of females around their period do get migraines, and there are some, you know, you could try some homeopathic remedies. I use, for those females around their period time, I give them Pulsatilla with Thuja, and those are good homeopathic remedies that you could do in those little caps that you put under the tongue, you know, put 5 pellets under the tongue. So around your menstrual cycle, if you're known to get migraines, you do 5 pellets of Thuja, which is a from a plant, but it's against a homeopathic, and you do that 3 times a day, the 3 days before your period, and you won't get the migraine.
How do you spell that? S-U-J-A, is that what you were saying?
No, it's Thuja, T-H-U-J-A, and it's an herb for nerve in the head, so it's really good to stop the migraine. And since the migraine occurs during the cycle for that person, Thuja is known to help regulate the female cycle during that time. So I like Thuja, T-H-U-J-A.
Now, do all these things help regular headaches as well?
You know, they do. You know, regular headaches, there's a lot of, I think when you get a regular headache, I'd rather you do an anti-inflammatory like ginger, turmeric, and let's say white willow bark. That would be for general headaches. But they can help regular headaches as well as migraines. So yeah, they're for both.
And do you see migraines a lot in your practice?
I do. And I happen to be, the reason I mentioned Thuja and I wanted to spell it is I do see a lot of females that get migraines during their menstrual cycle. And that's a big one. And I think, you know, there's aromatherapy, there's herbal remedies, but I think it's important that you recognize the difference between that and a migraine. Because, you know, a migraine could last over 2 days, and with a headache lasts over 2 days, then you have to seek attention if you don't have migraines, because it could be an aneurysm, something more serious.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, mine lasted almost 2 days. It was terrible.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Lisa.
Have you had one, Andrea?
You know what? I get headaches, but not so much migraines. But for me, a lot of it came from, and I think we talked about this last time, is even electromagnetic fields being, you know,
absolutely,
around EMFs. Yeah, being in front of my computer. And I actually found, unfortunately, we're out of time today, but I found a shungite necklace that I wear on a regular basis, and that really helps to prevent I don't get headaches the way I used to. So I don't know if you know much about that, Dr. Fratellone, but unfortunately we're out of time today. But if you 10 seconds, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, there's, you know, EMT, all these electromagnetic cords, a lot of problems, headaches, eye problems, and there are certain substances that they made available that absorb the energy. And whether it's on your computer, you could wear it. I put one on my phone. I actually have an earring that I put on if I'm going to be around a lot. So that's really good. There's a couple of companies. Tachyonix is an Italian company that sells a lot of jewelry like that.
Well, that's great information. I think we should do a show on that next. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you so much.
Fratellone. Yeah, we love having you on. You can visit Dr. Fratellone's website at fratellonemedical.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C, 1939. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.